It's a passage that I read from time to time, both in 1 Samuel and in Psalms. This is a situation where David is giving thanks to what the Lord has done for him after being pursued relentlessly by Saul and then being in battles with the enemy that he has faced, and javelins flying, swords flashing, just all kinds of things that he's been up against. But he gives thanks to the Lord. Psalm 18 and verse 28. If you mark in your Bible, this is a good one to mark. Praise God. You'd be like Brother Mike, his whole Bible is marked. And sometimes kind of hard to read. But I can remember doing that when we did the book of John. Remember the Bible quizzing, the book of John? And my goodness, the whole book of John was marked. It didn't make any sense, but that's the way I thought I had to study. But Psalm 18, verse 28, let's read it together, please, if you would. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Praise God. That's a promise that's powerful. That's an experience that's real. That's a future that is so positive and powerful together. That's what the Lord will do for us. He'll light my candle that I can see right in the proximity of where I am and what my needs are and what my situation is. And then the darkness that the devil tries to put around me, that circumstances try to envelop me in, God's going to just turn the light on. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You can be seated. God bless you. Usually require water, but this time my voice is just not recovered enough to get by. But when we consider the work of the Lord, right from the beginning, by faith, we believe the worlds were framed by the Word of God. That's an interesting way to put it. Those of you who are expert in building, you know, the framing part of it is so important, and it quickly goes up, and the trusses are placed, and sheathing and roofing goes on, all of that. And I try to imagine in that mindset, the worlds were framed by the Word of God. How did he see that? How did he? We know he just spoke it. Praise God. And there it is. Amen. Just the way that he intended. And thank God when he declared, let there be light, the Bible concludes, there was light. Praise God. And that's how the Lord would perform it. That's how he would. It wasn't just a little light bulb. It wasn't just a spotlight. It wasn't just something that man could generate and say, okay, this is what we've done. No, it was the power of God. Hallelujah. These four words brought the phenomena of light both in the natural sense and in the spiritual sense because of what God wanted to do for mankind. Amen. And light is just one of those words, one of those phenomena that can't be encapsulated in just one little paragraph or one little description or one little view. There's the spectrum of light. There's X-ray and all of the other means and ways of describing what light is like. And if you were to look into your dictionary, if you had your dictionary on your phone, you would find there were 45 references of light and the various aspects of light that could be applied in its nouns, its verbs, its adjectives, all of the aspects that would be included there. Thank God for the power of light that the Lord has provided for us. Amen. God saw the light, and it was good. and God divided the light from the darkness. Thank the Lord that he brought about that kind of creation. He brought forth that kind of division. And that division is what has got to be ongoing yet today. That's why Paul said, what communion hath light with darkness? What fellowship? What agreement? He goes on with the description of how things need to be separated in our spiritual walk, not trying to drag all the garbage of the world that the devil and your flesh would try to make you pull along with you. Discard it. Get rid of it. Amen. No agreement. No fellowship. No communion. Let's keep on going in the light that God has provided for us, that we can know his blessing and his goodness. It was good according to God's opinion, according to God's observation, and thank God that's the goodness that we can continue in today. The Bible lets us know we have been called out of darkness and into his marvelous light. There's a line of demarcation. There's a line of separation. There's a line that we cross from darkness into his light. Praise God. And the power of the Lord illuminates for us the direction that we need to go. The Bible says we are partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Praise God. The reason that we can claim an inheritance, the reason that we can look forward to that blessing that the Lord has in store for us is because we are in fellowship with the saints in light. Hallelujah. It's not darkness. It's not something that's just mediocre or a fog or a mist. Thank God. It's the powerful light that God has provided for us. And he delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Thank God for the power that we know of his goodness and strength. We don't deny that there is power in darkness. We don't deny that there is pleasure in sin. We just understand it's limited by what God is able to provide. Thank God that we're not going to fall into that trap of pleasure of sin for a season. No, we're going to fellowship with the saints in light. Thank God. We're not going to stay in the power of darkness. We're going to let the power of God move us into his kingdom. Hallelujah. And pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I've got to make that personal, not just on earth, but in me, God, in my heart, in my mind, in my thinking, in my future, in my life, in my home, in my marriage. God, let your will be done. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power that he could bring forth. Amen. Egypt went through those 10 plagues. I hope that God deals with us. God convicts us. It doesn't take 10 times for us to recognize, oops, going the wrong way here, I guess. I better turn around. No, you better be smart enough, and you better have a spiritual education and IQ that would help you to understand, oh, God is not pleased with this. I better change. God is not pleased with it. I better go in another direction. Amen. But those 10 plagues included a darkness that could be felt. Can you imagine how dark that was? The Egyptians being the recipients of that plague and finally being able to make a change. Thank God we've been delivered. Thank God we've been translated. That means conveyed or brought over or transferred. We've been moved from darkness into a light that God provides for us. 1 Thessalonians 5:5 lets us know you are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Thank God we moved into that realm of light that God has provided. Amen. And we walk in that place where God has for us. And we fight against Satan, who wants to bring forth darkness. And Satan fights against you because he wants to enforce that darkness. But thank God we can look at the end of the book, amen, and recognize there's going to be a winner and it's going to be clear. Hallelujah. We're going to live in that realm of eternal light. There's a city that has light, praise God, because of the hand of the Lord. Oh, thank God for that goodness. Amen. Now, we emphasize unity. We recognize unity is so important. Amen. Peter stood up with the 11. They were unified in their presentation of truth. Nobody disagreed. Nobody said, wait, that's not how the Lord said it. Oh, no, they were all together. Amen. And it's important that that unity be preserved because the devil knows how important unity is. Look how it's described in Ephesians 6 when the Bible talks about we don't war against flesh and blood, but there's principalities, there's powers, there's rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil knows how important it is to be unified. He knows the value of unity. That's why he tries to destroy your unity. That's why he tries to make you divided. That's why he tries to make you confused in what your allegiances should be and what your beliefs should be, what your understanding of the Word of God is. But oh, thank God, we're going to zero in on what God has for us. We're going to walk in the light as he has provided in that light. Praise God. I'm thankful we can be united, hallelujah, in prayer, united in the apostles' doctrine, united in understanding there's a need in this world for truth. Praise God. And we're not afraid to take a stand against those things that the enemy comes against us. Amen. And that's why the apostle would say it again and again. You're against. You're against. You're against. Amen. And we're not going to be fearful to be against these places of powers and rulers and principalities and darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, no. Thank God for the light. Thank God for the power. Thank God for the blessing. Thank God for the strength. Hallelujah. Because of the light. Now, the devil's not a dummy. He knows how valuable that light is. He knows how those who want to seek God and desire to please God are going to walk in the light. So what does he do? He transforms himself into an angel of light. He just thinks he's going to get by with it. And the apostle wrote, no marvel. That's not something to ooh and ah about. How amazing that he's so smart. He can do that. No marvel. Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He wants to disguise himself. He's going to masquerade. His deception is his design. And thank God there's a way that we can defeat it. We can walk and speak the truth in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We can love the truth. We can live the truth. We can walk in the truth. Hallelujah. And that truth will make us free. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for that power and that blessing and that strength. Amen. But the devil continues. He wants to make himself a minister of righteousness of all things. But Paul says, they're false, they're deceitful. And then he says, look at their works. That's real important. What you do, not just what you try, not just what you think, but what you do, that's what's important. That's what's got to be fulfilled in our lives. Amen. I want to be in the Spirit. Well, then move into that realm of believing in the Holy Ghost. Speak in tongues. Amen. Call upon the Lord. Amen. Thank God I claim the name of Jesus Christ. All right, then get in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins as you are baptized. Hallelujah. In the name above every name. Thank God for that power and that blessing where we move into the light that he's provided for us. Amen. We're not going to have anything in common with that darkness. Not going to fellowship with that. Not going to have harmony with it. Not going to have agreement with it. No, we're going to continue on with the light that God has provided for us. The Bible talks about the unfruitful works of darkness. And it says have no fellowship with that unfruitful work. Amen. Don't even come close to it. But move into that realm of light that God has provided. Amen. Take no part. Steer clear. Do not participate. Have nothing to do with. However you want to say it, make sure it's enacted in your life. Praise God. Following the Lord and doing what His work declares. Ephesians 5 and 8. You were sometimes darkness. That's the way it used to be. That's how it was. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for that power that I can know that there is light in the Lord. He declared, I am the light of the world. Twice he made that declaration, and thank God we can understand the light that he would provide for the world is not something that is temporary. It's not something that is artificial. It's not something that we can turn off and turn on just at a flick of a switch, but his power is great. Hallelujah. He did a powerful work. Amen. When he said, there is no condemnation for you, no man hath condemned you, he said, I am the light of the world. I wonder if she heard that part of it. Or maybe she was just thinking and so thankful that when he stooped down to write, he wasn't picking up stones. And when he said, hath no man condemned you, where were those that condemned you? She said, no man, Lord, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Then he went right on, I am the light of the world. Praise God. Oh, thank God for the power of the Lord and the work that he would do. The blind man that was healed in chapter 9 of the book of John. Amen. The Lord again making that declaration, I am the light. It wasn't just a statement. It wasn't just something we can underline in the book. It's powerful. It's powerful because of his light that we can walk in. Amen. The devil would try to capture you in darkness. The devil would try to deceive you with shadows. The devil would try to bring about some kind of way to trip you up. But thank God there's light that the Lord would provide. And we can continue on in following him. Hallelujah. The Lord said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. See, that's what it means. It means light. It means power. It means blessing. It means strength. Hallelujah. Thank God that we have light in this building today. Thank God that if we were to turn the switches off, it wouldn't make that much difference. But oh, I want to continue in the light of the Lord. I want to keep following him. I want to keep walking in that light because it makes a difference, because it produces results, because there is power and strength. Hallelujah. And I need to know that blessing and power in him. I need to continue in it and not stop in it. The light shined in the darkness. The darkness didn't comprehend it. I've got to make a choice. Amen. Thank God for the light. I can't allow myself to slip back into darkness or any shade of it at all. No, I've got to continue on in what the light provides for me. The Bible says, John chapter 3 has so many amazing statements in there. Nicodemus coming to the Lord telling him, you must be born again. You must be born of the water and the Spirit. You hear the sound of the wind. The Lord emphasized sound because sound is important when you're born again. You're going to talk in tongues. Praise God. There's going to be that evidence. Hallelujah. Everyone that is born of the Spirit. Praise God. Oh, thank God. It's open to everyone. Nobody needs to be left out. Nobody needs to stay in the dark. Nobody needs to be in that realm of man's traditions. You can move into truth and know the power of God that is there. But John 3, the Lord declared, there are men that love darkness rather than light. What a strange phenomenon, loving darkness more than light. How can that be? And then the Lord explains, because their deeds are evil. They're just going to choose to hang on to that lifestyle rather than moving into freedom and liberty and illumination and power that the Lord would have in their lives. And they come to the point they even hate the light. Neither cometh to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. God help us be able to continue on with the Lord in the light and show that our deeds are done through the power and the blessing of God. No fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but fellowship rather with those who are walking in the light. Praise God. 1 John 1, 3 through 7, fellowship is mentioned four times. It's important to God. It's necessary that we continue in that fellowship with one another and in the fellowship with Him in the light. Verse 5 says, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. None. Praise God. I'm going to continue on in the light that He has for me. If we say, John said, that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Doesn't make any sense. But verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Oh, what a deal. Oh, what a trade-off. What an exchange. What a difference. Hallelujah. What new creation that God would put us in. Hallelujah. So we're here to walk in the light, not to live in the darkness. That's got to be that choice. That's got to be that awareness. There's got to be that work that we have in the Lord. And the Lord told His disciples, you are the light of the world. They must have looked at one another in astonishment. Me? You? The light of the world? Then He went on and said, you're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Man lights a candle in a house, doesn't put it under a bushel. Notice how He emphasized light in every realm, the world, a city, a house. No matter how small, no matter how great, light is to make a difference in that situation. Let your light shine, the Lord said. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord. He can light my candle. He can enlighten my darkness. Amen. And because I've learned to walk in the light, I can share that light with somebody else. A candle doesn't lose any of its illumination. It doesn't lose any of its brightness when it lights another candle. It just spreads. Praise God. And another one, and another one, and another one. And pretty soon, there's a whole bunch of lights, praise God, that are illuminating the world. Amen. And thank God, there's that power that the Lord wants to provide for you. He not only said, you're the light, He said, you're the salt. Both of those are to make a difference. Both of those are to have an influence. Both of those are to bring about change. Thank God. Oh, if you lose your saltiness, He said, you're good for nothing. Lord, help us. Praise God. Because there's an eternal realm. There's a place that we're going. And the Bible in the end of Revelation talks about the city that hath no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God lightens it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. So, like David, we can say, the Lord lights my candle. The Lord will enlighten my darkness. Was John the Baptist having doubts when he sent his two disciples to ask the Lord, are you the one that should come, or do we look for another? Was John struggling in the darkness of that dungeon? Or was he trying to prepare his disciples to transfer their allegiance, their discipleship, after Jesus Christ? More than likely, that's the case. But he was a man. He had struggles. He had difficulties. He must have recognized his ministry is about to come to a close. He's not going to back up on truth. He's not going to back away from declaring that Herod was sinning And we know the outcome there. But he held on. And he continued on in the light. Praise God. Peter in prison. Makes me wonder, if we're going to be apostolic, does that mean we're going to jail? If somebody accuses you of preaching truth, are you guilty? If somebody accuses you of walking in the light, are you going to be able to plead, that's me? Brother Crowder and I were talking to a lady here, witnessing, talking to the Lord. She said, you know, there's a saying, and she was trying to identify us, see, holy rollers. I said, that's us. Praise God. Amen. There's no backing away. There's no apology. Praise God. I later told her, you know, I taught school for 17 years, and Brother Crowder's got our master's degree in landscape architecture. We're not dummies, but oh, we enjoy the presence of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the Lord. Thank God for the goodness of God. Thank God for the light. I'm going to continue in that light. I'm not going to be intimidated. I don't care if we're laughed at. I don't care if we're called different names. Thank God we're children of the light. We're saints in the light. We're called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Peter in prison. James had been executed. Peter more than likely was next. He was on death row, as it were. But you don't find him wringing his hands. You don't find him moaning and crying. You don't find him weeping nonstop. When the angel came in to set him free, he had to wake him up. Kicked him. Well, I don't know if he kicked him, but probably what I'd have done. Peter, get up. And when he did, his bonds fell off. How in the world did that happen? Oh, my God knows how to deliver. My God knows how to set free. My God knows how to move you into the liberty. Amen. And the Bible lets us know to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Oh no, I'm not going to get caught up in that foolishness again. I'm not going to go down that road again. I'm not going to make a mess again. Thank God. I'm going to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. As the Creator, he makes us free. Praise God. So, Peter gets up. He thinks he's seeing a vision. He thinks he's dreaming. The guards are asleep on either side of him. The door opens and he walks out down the corridor. The next door opens. He walks out. And finally, he's out in the courtyard and he recognizes, I'm free. I'm not in there. I'm not on death row. I'm not next. And where did he go? To a prayer meeting. Oh, thank God for God's people who know how to pray. Thank God for God's people who know how to hold on. Amen. They're not going to let the darkness intimidate them. They're not going to let the darkness that would try to envelop them and engulf them and bring them down, defeat them. Thank God they're going to move into that realm of light and claim the God of light to shine his light in every situation, in every need, in every circumstance. But what about James being beheaded? What about his family? What about their needs? I think the same God of light was there to provide for them. I think the same God of light was there to comfort, was there to console, was there to lift them up, praise God, and give them the assurance. James is walking on streets of gold. Hallelujah. James is in the presence of the Almighty God. James is in that city that has no need of the sun or the moon because the glory of God gives it light. Oh, that's where we're headed. Hallelujah. That's where we're going. That's the promise that God has for us, that we can move into that realm and know the blessing that is there. God would light their candle. God would enlighten their darkness, just the same that he could do for you and for me. Thank God for that power and that promise and that blessing. Amen. Amen. Now, David had dark days. There's no denying it. Some he brought on himself. But Saul with his spears, the enemies that tried to encircle David, deliverance. Deliverance. Praise God. You go on down. Psalm 18 is a good psalm to read. It's kind of long, but it's a good one to read. Verse 50, great deliverance giveth he to his king and showeth mercy to his anointed. To David, he names himself, to David and to his seed forevermore. See, that's why it's important for you to keep walking in the light, because there's going to be somebody behind you. There's going to be somebody that's following. There's going to be someone that's tagging along. There's going to be somebody who's watching. Praise God. Continue in that light. Don't stop. Don't turn aside. Don't go another direction. Continue in the light. Praise God. Because God would bring others along with you. You're the light of the world. Amen. You light that candle in your house. The city on a hill cannot be hid. In the light of the world, God is going to bring that light forth. Hallelujah. David stayed faithful. Mistakes, yes, but he stayed faithful. He was anointed. Praise God. And that promise can be applied to you and I, because we move into that realm as well, where we understand he washed us in his blood. Hallelujah. He saved us, and he'll make us kings and priests. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord for that power. Thank the Lord for that touch. Thank the Lord for that reality. His love that lifts us out of darkness. His blood that washes the dirt and the slime of sin off of us and moves us into the realm where we have white garments, thank God, which is the righteousness of the saints. We're not going to get it dirty. We're not going to go in the realm that's going to be smudges and smears on it. No, we're going to continue walking in the light, because he is in the light. Hallelujah. And his blood covers us and protects us and heals us and moves us into the realm where we know his goodness is powerful. Is powerful. Now, some of you have come through some terrible battles. Some of you have come through some valleys of darkness. Some of you have come through some situations that you have no desire to go back into or wish upon nobody. But the key word there is through. Through. He brought you through. He didn't forsake you. He didn't leave you high and dry, as we might say. He didn't just wander off and say, well, it's too bad. You can't make it. A cow moose can cross the river and her calf struggling behind her, and she climbs up on the bank, and that poor little calf just can't make it. The current's too strong. The bank's too high. What does she do? Get a rope, figure it out. Pull it. No, she just wanders off. And that poor little calf is left to fend for itself and pretty much be swept away. God's not going to forsake you like that. God's not going to leave you. Amen. No, his light continues to shine. Hallelujah. His blessing is there. His strength is there. His power is there. Thank God. Stand with me now, please. I can remember going to my room, and I had a Bible on my little stand, my little dresser thing that I had alongside my bed, mm-hmm. And I'd pick that Bible up and I'd read it. I wasn't walking in the light. No, I was stumbling in the darkness. But I was reaching for that light. I was reaching for it. And almost every time that I would open that Bible, I just let it fall open, you know, just, I didn't know much about it at all. But almost always, when I let it fall open and I would read, it would be something about hell. And it scared me. It would stick in my mind. I knew it was a place I didn't need to go to. I didn't want to go to. But it was there to remind me, you got to change. You got to go another way. You got to be different. And God in His mercy kept reaching out to me. God in His love kept bringing me to that light. Praise God. You know, I'm so thankful. So thankful that 15-year-old boy didn't just close the Bible and say, oh, well. I'm thankful that the Lord kept pulling on my life and on my heart. Praise God. Just like He does now. Saying, come on. I've got more things I'm going to show you. I've got more things that you're going to experience. I've got more revelation for you. Come on. Keep walking. I've got light for you. Praise God. And if ever we should realize I need light from Him, it's in this day. It's in this hour. Oh, my goodness. A darkness in the area of morals. A darkness in the area of politics. A darkness in the area of society. A darkness in the area of education. The darkness is spreading, and it's spreading fast. I've got to continue to walk in that light. I've got to continue to hold the light forth. Amen. Thy word is a light to my path, a lamp to my feet. And that's what it can be for others as well. Can we just raise our hands and give thanks for the light right now? Give the Lord thanks for the light that He's brought to your life.